Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. If you want to be a very good student in this school, then you'll need to bring your school book. And of course, the school book for a Bible school is the Bible itself. So go get your Bible, and when you get it, turn to Matthew chapter 23, and we'll begin reading in just a moment from verse 29. We're studying a Sunday school lesson about Jesus among friends and foes. And we're in the midst of a study about the Pharisees that often put themselves against Jesus while he was here on this earth. And Matthew 23 is a great condemnation of Jesus against the scribes and the Pharisees, whom he called hypocrites. Now, as you're turning to Matthew 23, I remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola. If you're traveling from McMinnville and going to Biola, you will see our red brick building over on the right. It's been the meeting place, at least that location has been the meeting place of the saints for over 100 years. It's right at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. Some of these assemblies are not meeting at this time or haven't been meeting because of this coronavirus and this pestilence that has been about. But even then, we're trying to meet in the parking lots on Sunday mornings. And if we're still doing that, by the time you hear this broadcast, you can come to that at 10 a.m. on Sundays. But hopefully by the time this program is aired, we'll be back in our meeting house and worshiping God together then. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me continue reading what we stopped reading in our last class session about the Jesus' condemnation of the hypocritical Pharisees that we read in Matthew chapter 23. And I'm going to begin reading now Matthew 23 and verse 29. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye build the sepulchres of the prophets and garnish the tombs of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we should not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye witness to yourselves that ye are the sons of them that slew the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye offspring of vipers, how shall ye escape the judgment of hell? Therefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, and wise men, and scribes. Some of them shall ye kill and crucify. Some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues, and persecute from city to city, that upon you may come all of the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of Abel, the righteous, unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachiah, whom ye slew between the sanctuary and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that killeth the prophets, and stoneth them that are sent unto her, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Looking at Elam's notes, we read, Jesus taught the same principles. He taught the whole truth on different occasions and in different places, everywhere and always, exposing the false theories and denouncing the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. And they attacked him publicly and privately and in all subtlety. They asked him to eat with him. that they might get something against him. They ask him various questions, that they may entangle him in his teaching. They had public discussions with him, that they may counteract his wide-spreading influence. But every time he uncovered their wickedness and exposed their hypocrisy. And I want to demonstrate this by a number of readings from various portions of God's Word. Let's begin in John chapter 6. We read in John chapter 6, beginning in verse 26, and I'll read down through verse 71. Jesus answered them and said, "Verily I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw signs, but because ye ate the loaves and were filled. Work not for the food which perisheth, but for the food which abideth unto eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him the Father, even God, hath sealed." They said therefore unto him, "What must we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." They said therefore unto him, "What then doest thou for a sign that we may see and believe thee? What workest thou?" "Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread out of heaven to eat." Jesus therefore said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, it was not Moses that gave you bread out of heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which cometh down out of heaven and giveth life unto the world." They said therefore unto him, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall not hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. But I say unto you that as ye have seen me and believe not, all that which the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I am come down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the will of him that sent me, that all that which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that every one that beholdeth the Son and believeth on him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day." John 6 and verse 41. The Jews therefore murmured concerning him, because he said, "I am the bread of life, which cometh out of heaven." They said, "Is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How doth he now say, I am come down from heaven?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come unto me except the Father that sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. As it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every one that hath heard from the Father and hath learned cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he that is from God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth hath eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread which cometh down out of heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. Yea, and the bread which I give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews therefore strove with one another. John 6 and verse 52. "How can this man give us flesh to eat?" Jesus therefore said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye shall not have life in yourselves. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. As the Father hath sent me, and I live because of the Father. So he that eateth me, he shall live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. John 6 and verse 60. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying, who can hear it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples murmured at this, said unto them, "Doth this cause you to stumble? What then if you should behold the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit that giveth life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. But there are some of you that believe not." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who it was that should betray him. And he said, "For this cause have I said unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it be given to him of the Father." John 6 and verse 66. Upon this many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Jesus said therefore unto the 12, "Would ye also go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we have believed and know that thou art the Holy One of God." Jesus answered them, "Did I not choose you 12, and one of you is a devil?" Now he spake of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for it was he that should betray him, being one of the 12. Another text in which Jesus has issues with the Jews and the Pharisees of his day is in the following chapter, John chapter 7, beginning in verse 14. "But it was now in the midst of the feast, Jesus went into the temple and taught. The Jews therefore marveled, saying, How knowest this man letters, having never learned? Jesus therefore answered them and said, My teaching is not mine, but him that sent me. If any man willeth to do his will, he shall know the teaching, whether it is of God, or whether I speak from myself. He that speaketh from himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh the glory of him that sent me, the same is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Did not Moses give you a law, and yet none of you doeth the law? Why seek ye to kill me?" The multitudes answered, "Thou hast a demon. Who seeketh to kill thee?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "I did one work, and ye all marvel because thereof. Moses hath given you circumcision, not that it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And on the Sabbath ye circumcise a man. If a man receiveth circumcision on the Sabbath, that the law of Moses may not be broken, are ye wroth with me because I made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath? Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment." John 7 and verse 25. "Some therefore of them of Jerusalem said, Is not this he of whom they seek to kill? And lo, he speaketh openly, and they say nothing unto him. Can it be that the rulers indeed know that this is the Christ? Howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when the Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is." Jesus therefore cried in the temple, teaching and saying, "Ye both know me, and know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. I know him, because I'm from him, and he sent me." Therefore they sought therefore to take him, and no man laid his hand on him, because his hour was not yet come. But of the multitude many believed on him. And they said, "When the Christ shall come, will he do more signs than those which this man hath done?" The Pharisees heard the multitude murmuring these things concerning him, and the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to take him. Jesus therefore said, "Little while I'm with you, I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me. And where I am, ye cannot come.